And so pandemic comes along, right? And puts everything now in disarray. And we're not even going to get into this whole pandemic thing because, you know, we've already mentioned this previously. We've already mentioned this previously many times before, and that's that we are here, and we were here from the start, from the get-go, to provide entertainment, and strictly entertainment. Now, if the entertainment we share and make available to the public can be of, you know, some sort of educational value to some, to some degree, then by all means, great. But that's not our primary purpose or focus here. The primary purpose and focus here from the get-go, as I just mentioned, is entertainment. And strictly entertainment. And not to push any sorts of agenda. In fact, I'm not even quite sure how to mix the two when it comes to the business of entertainment, right? I'm talking the two as in politics and entertainment, because like when you're making a piece of entertainment, aren't you making it for public consumption, as in global public consumption? I mean, isn't that what you want after all, if you are in the business of entertainment, that is? And so I just wanted to point that out really, really quick, because over here, that's what we do. it's entertainment for global consumption. Not hiding it in a small room with like 7 people chewing on popcorn and gum and shit, right? Ooh, that's a bad mix. Did I say popcorn and gum? Yeah, no, that's a little sticky. Take that back. I think I meant popcorn and maybe a delicious refreshment or something. But anyways, yeah, we're not a news channel or, you know, an agenda channel of some sorts. We're here to provide entertainment. That's it. Strictly entertainment. Nothing personal. No agenda. No nothing. Strictly entertainment. And so for instance, and we'll get to some more of this in a second, but for instance, like when we start doing all this interactive stuff in a different language, there's nothing personal there. It's just entertainment and us focusing on regions that make sense, right? For the time being, right? I mean, after all, in the business of entertainment, once again, when you start, you know, when you invest all this time, effort, and resources to make something, in the end, don't you want to make it available for global consumption? And so that's why I will never understand how to mix the two. Like, I don't know how that works. Anyways, start of 2020, we start pushing out some more content, right? As in more teasers and clips and other deliciousness. And our primary focus at the time, we're talking regional-wise and language-wise, was narrowed down to, I believe, English, Mandarin, and Cantonese at that time because, you know, it just made sense for the time being, right? Again, no agenda, nothing personal, strictly from an entertainment business standpoint. It made sense to start with these languages and specific regions for the time being. And as things grow, and it was only going to be a matter of time when that happens, then we would add these other languages in global regions. And but then, wham, pandemic enters, right? And all of a sudden, it's full stop, because the truth is, there wasn't enough truthful information backed by evidence to even draw a conclusion as to what the heck was really, 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 really going on, to be honest, right? And you know, yours truly isn't someone who's going to jump to any sort of conclusion without first getting some backstory, right? Remember the importance of backstory? Oh yeah. And so pandemic comes along, and with the pandemic, obviously, comes unpredictability, right? Because now it's like, okay, when does this shit get out of the way so we can move things along, right? But with its unpredictability, we have to start retrieving a bit and start thinking like, Okay, do we change up the storyline again? Just to move things forward and do what we can and work around this thing? Because we can't film here or there, or we can't go here or there, or we can't add this or that, or we can't add you or you or you or you, etc., 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 right? And so everything just sort of goes into disarray, right? And with all this happening, and with all the other, you know, platforms not cooperating, we pretty much just said, we're going to stay put and make this platform our one and only go-to platform for the time being and just continue building along, because from the looks of it all, after releasing some of those deliciousness, as in those teasers and clips for the feature, this shit, I tell you all what, this shit was gaining traction, like, really fast. It was like, holy cow, fast. Oh, yeah. It was moving really, really fast, like, scary fast. It was like everyone was joining the fun on this platform. I'm talking globally. And so it was only a matter of time when we were going to start adding those other languages and global regions to this platform. And then, wham, once again. Just as we were getting ready to start things back up again with this whole interactive stuff for this movie thing, and I believe it was summer 2020 now, just as we were getting ready to do this interactive stuff again, we were met with, you guessed it, some more despicable interferences, but this time the panic buttons were like on full display. Oh yeah, it was like, are you serious? And so with all that happening, I believe by October 2020, or maybe even sooner, with all these interferences going on here, I think we pretty much made up our mind to focus our energy elsewhere. And to put this thing aside for the time being, and nothing personal, it's just, you know, sometimes some people have that flexibility to do that, where it's kind of like, if not here, okay, no, you know, no big deal. Let's just go there, right? And so before moving on, we were going to at least release, I believe, some content on these social platforms, you know, just to have a presence, right? And to allow those who want to enjoy some of those deliciousness, a place to find some of it while we move on and focus on maybe something else. And we won't mention what that something else is. But anyways, when we couldn't even do that without interference, that's when, if you all recall, that's when Fritter was born. Oh yeah, you all remember that? With a barbecue chicken? Oh yeah, I think that was October 2020, if I'm not mistaken. Hang on a second. Drink break, and I will be back with you all in just a second. Hang on a second.